This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you. The average person, they used to say, touches about 10,000 people in their life. But I've seen a new study that says the average person touches about 80,000 people in their life. And I know that's like, wow, I didn't know that actually I could have that much of an impact or that my life might be touching and affecting other people. So the question is, you know, how are we affecting other people? How does what we do and how we live our life affect others? What impression are we leaving? 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born to a humble family in a small town, but yet he had immeasurable influence. A small town, a humble family, but yet he had immeasurable influence. Today, I could list a bunch of influencers. You know, we could list influencers from the sports field or entertainment or politics, and I could say a name and you would know immediately who I'm talking about. But if we look at what Jesus did, we have to ask ourselves, what type of influence should we have in our lives? And so it got me asking this question, what is my reach? What is your reach? Look at somebody and ask them this question, what is your reach? What is your reach? As Christians, I think we have to have a worldview that's bigger than just our life and our routine and our house and what's going on in our neighborhood. We have to have a worldview. How many would agree with that? There's something that has to be bigger than ourselves because Jesus was an influencer. And Jesus had a worldview. And I believe Jesus would want us to be influencers too. Maybe you're an influencer and you don't even realize it. Well, let's talk about Jesus' worldview. And I want to say it in the simplest terms possible. So I'm going to use the Apostle John's words. John 3:16. This is Jesus' worldview as the Apostle Paul saw it, the Apostle John saw it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus had and still has a worldview, and he wants us to engage with that. Look at somebody who says, Jesus wants us to engage with his worldview. So what is this worldview? We see it. John 3:16, Jesus saw the world. What motivated Jesus? Jesus saw the world. His worldview was he saw it in need of a savior. He saw the world in need of saving. So his worldview was redemption. Jesus wants us to engage with this worldview, because there's lots of different worldviews we could grab a hold of, we could listen to, we could open a book, we could turn on the TV, we could look at a post, and there's all kinds of worldviews that we could look and we could engage with. But the one that's actually the most important is this. 2,000 years ago, Jesus showed up on the scene with a worldview and a message of redemption, and it changed everything. Every other worldview pales in comparison to the importance and the value of this. 2,000 years ago, the world needed saving. And today, the world needs saving. What was Jesus' worldview? Jesus' worldview was redemption. Redemption is required. Not redemption is good. Redemption, you know, if you can acquire it, hey, that's something good to have. It wasn't an accessory. Jesus said, redemption is necessary. It's critical. It's mission critical. Redemption is required. So how did Jesus get this message, get this worldview across? This is so important. How did he model it? Jesus paved the way for redemption through love. Jesus paved the way. Jesus modeled redemption through love. He influenced through love. He captivated the hearts of people through love. He connected with people through love. John 3:16 says he brought about redemption through an act of love, through a lifestyle of love, through a sacrifice of love. He taught love. He embodied love. He modeled love. And if we, you and I, are going to buy into Jesus' worldview and be influencers like he was, we have to do it through love. Not any type of love, not a flaky or a selfish love, but a fierce and unconditional love. Now, Jesus' love was scary. Scary strong, scary powerful, scary committed. That's the type of love that influences. That's the type of love that makes an impact. And that was the type of love that brought redemption. If we want to have reach, anybody would like to have reach in this room? The type of impact that Jesus would have us. If we want to have reach, if we want to have influence like Jesus, we can't use the world's kind of love. You can't use the over-the-counter stuff that you can find easily accessible in our culture. You got to go, you got to search out that vintage Jesus love. Not that superficial stuff that's easy with a slap-on label on it. Get that vintage. Digging in the crates. You got to find the real love of Jesus. That's what influences and causes lasting impact. His vision is only accomplished with his love. His kind of love. An unconditional, fierce love. And I think one of the biggest cop-outs that we give ourselves, and we really sometimes as Christians, we give ourselves a free pass. Anybody ever gave yourself a free pass on something? It wasn't your cheat day and you gave yourself a free pass. It was your gym day and you gave yourself a free pass. I think as believers, sometimes we give ourselves a free pass to not love and not engage exactly like Jesus did and not exactly have the worldview that Jesus did, because we quietly tell ourselves, it's just too big. It's just too much. Let me just bite off a piece of it that I could handle. Let me just do a little bit, because maybe what Jesus is talking about, that's something for somebody a little more spiritual. Or somebody that read their Bible a little bit more. Or somebody that comes to church a little bit more than I do. But I don't know, that just seems a little bit too big. A little bit too demanding. And many times we kind of know what we should be doing. But we don't do it because we feel a little overwhelmed. We kind of know in our heart. We kind of have a tugging in the center of who we are. But we don't do it because, let's be honest, sometimes love asks some big things. Love can be scary to love the way Jesus did. The way that really leaves an impact, that causes influence, that causes reach, that causes life change, that causes redemption. That type of love, a little bit overwhelming sometimes. But what happens if we do get behind Jesus' worldview? What would happen if we, when we fully embrace loving like he loves? What happens when we start sharing his message and his love and his redemption? It's kind of like Facebook. I'm sorry to bring it up in the house of God. It's kind of like Facebook. But when you really, really, really like something, you don't just like it. You share it. No, that's good. That, you know, it's good to love it, all right? Because we like this, we like this, we love that. But it's a whole nother level of commitment when you share something. Because when I share something, it means that I personally endorse this. It's not just like, hey, amen to that. Hey, good, you had a birthday. Cool. hey, that's a good thought. But when we share something, I'm putting the weight of my name behind that thing. When I share something, I'm putting the weight of all my influence on that. I'm tying up my name with that. You see, it's one thing to like Jesus, and a lot of times we like him in safe places. We like him around other people that are believers, or we like him in church on Sunday, but we don't want to share him because that's kind of dangerous, because I'd have to kind of couple my name up with Jesus. And I like Jesus and I heart Jesus and I love Jesus, but I'm not really sure if I'm ready to share Jesus, because sharing Jesus is a commitment. To share Jesus, I have to really engage and I have to identify with his worldview. And I have to put some of the other stuff that's easier. I have to say, well, no, I'm not identifying with that worldview. I'm saying this worldview is the worldview that I'm putting my name and attaching my name and tying my name with. What happens when we really get behind the worldview of Jesus? If you really like something, you share it. When I share something, I'm attaching my credibility to it. That's a dangerous thing, isn't it, right? We all want to protect our credibility. We all want to protect our image in front of the people that we like and who we're trying to impress, and our friends and our coworkers. And I can't just share anything. I can like it. But sharing is a commitment. When we truly love Jesus, we support his worldview of redemption and love. We don't just like him. We give him a share. Look at somebody and say, give him a share. Give him a share. That's dangerous. To love Jesus like that, it's risky. I heard Christine Kane once say, and Christine Kane is one of the big proponents, and she works so much with human trafficking and just on the front lines dealing with people and people knowing that she's coming after them, dangerous people. She said one of the most dangerous, one of the most risky things that you can do is love. Really, truly love. That's what Jesus did. And that's what Jesus is challenging us to do. Look at somebody and say, give him a share. It goes beyond liking. It goes beyond hearting. It goes beyond actually the words, I love him, is when I share him. When I share something, I endorse it. You know, what's more powerful, what's more impacting than the worldview, than the message of Jesus Christ? I mean, I could be sharing anything. I could use my influence to share any idea, right? We do that. We share ideas, share about this sitcom. We share about this nutrition plan. We share about this product that just came out. We share about this gym. We share about this phone. But how impacting and life-altering is the message of Jesus Christ, is the worldview of Jesus Christ, when we share Jesus? Sharing shows commitment. It's a connection of your reputation to something. I think that's why it's such a leap of faith for some. Because I'm taking a risk that somebody might not like me. Because this is a different level than like. This is a different level than heart. This is a different level than safe. It's sharing. We endorse a lot of things. Political stuff. Posting this thought, posting that thought. But what about the most powerful worldview? What about the message that is the most powerful message, the most important message, the most critical message, the most time-sensitive message of all times? The message of Jesus Christ. We could talk about a lot of things, but nothing has the weight and gravity and importance and eternal value as the message of Jesus. So why not quote Jesus? Why not quote the Bible? Why not rehearse one of your favorite sermons in front of your friends? It might just change their life. It might just help them through a desert season. It might just have lasting impact. Why not share your faith? You might be surprised what God can do with your influence. Maybe you see it as big. Maybe you see it as small. But little is much when you put it in the hands of God. You might say, well, my opinion doesn't matter that much. But what happens when God anoints it and you let God use it? And you use your platform and you use your soapbox to share the message of Jesus. What a challenge. What a challenge. You might be surprised what God will do for you. Yeah, you might be mocked. You might be ridiculed. You might be crucified. Well, not literally. But you might change someone's life the way that your life was once changed. Aren't you glad that somebody didn't just like Jesus, that they shared Jesus with you? I'm standing here today because somebody didn't just like Jesus. They shared Jesus. You're standing here today because somebody didn't just like Jesus. They shared Jesus. They show that they were committed, that they weren't afraid to attach their name to the name of Jesus. I love it. I love it. Because it says in the Bible, Jesus said, if you're afraid of me in front of your friends and in front of people, then when you get to heaven and you come, and I'm going to be embarrassed about you in front of my Father. I don't want to be embarrassed about what God is doing in my life and what God has done for me and the redemptive power of Jesus Christ. I don't want to be ashamed of the name and the message of Jesus. It's worth more than a like to me. It's worth more than a heart. It's worth more than lip service. It's worth a share. And God is challenging us as a people, His people, to not just like Him, to share Him like somebody's life depends on it. Because it does. There's somebody, there's a family member, there's a friend right now, somebody in your life that God has placed in your path, that their life depends on the fact that you're not just gonna like Jesus, but you're gonna share Him. That you're gonna give Him a share. Oh, it's dangerous to love. Oh, these days it's dangerous to connect your name to the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's a time when to connect your name to Christianity, it can separate relationships, but it might just save somebody's life. It might just save that friend that you care so much about what they think of you. It might just save their life. When we share the truth and we share the redemptive nature and the redemptive worldview of Jesus in love. How do we do it? In love. I was thinking about this message that we share. And we share John 3:16 so much, but I don't think we share John 3:17 enough. John 3:17, after He says, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him would not perish but have everlasting life." He says, "But I did not come into the world to condemn it, but I came to save it." Oh man, I hope somebody gets this in your spirit. This is the kryptonite to every excuse that the world may have. Jesus didn't come to judge you. Jesus came to love you. And Jesus came to save you. And because He loves you so much, He paid the biggest price that anyone could pay. And for that, He's worth more than a like. He's worth me sharing my faith. Will you bow your heads with me today? God, thank you for giving us Jesus. Your sacrifice changed everything. You changed my life. You changed our lives. You changed history. Your worldview and your heart for redemption changed everything, God. Where would we be if not for your love and your power to redeem mankind? I stand here today as a testimony of your love and of your grace and of your power to redeem. There's not one of us that are good enough to do it on our own. It's not one of us that can be perfect, but you came and you gave your life and you made the ultimate sacrifice in love to bring redemption. God, we can only say thank you. We can only say thank you. We can only say thank you, and we can be challenged today to not just like you, but to share you. Maybe you're saying, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus today. Pastor, I need to commit my life to Jesus. I need Jesus in my life. I don't want to just like him. I want to follow him. I want to share him. I want to walk with him. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you today. Amen. Amen. If that's you, slip up your hand. Amen. If you slipped up your hand, I want to pray with you today. And everybody can say this prayer. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for dying for me. I'm sorry for all my sins, all my shortcomings, all my failures. Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, be my Lord. Be my guide. Show me how to love like you do. Show me how to share your love and this message to a world in need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.